This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Under the guise of what is called transgender rights, we are witnessing yet another assault against the social fabric of humanity. And if you know your Western history, this is not the first time these types of assaults have taken place. For the last 100 years, we have consistently been seeing one assault after another. Almost a century ago, after World War II, a movement arose that launched an attack on what it means to be quintessentially feminine. A movement arose that attacked the roles of men and women, that mocked true femininity, even if they called themselves feminists. And they mocked true masculinity. And they said, men and women roles are all the same. This movement, by and large, considered itself to have achieved success. But that wasn't the end. After this movement finished, another movement arose. From the 60s onwards, a movement came. And this movement blatantly encouraged promiscuity outside of marriage, embraced intimacy, not in the privacy of the bedroom of the husband and wife, but everywhere. Nudity, fahisha, licentiousness became the norm. And this movement as well was wildly successful from their own paradigm. As we speak today, in a land where barely 100 years ago, this very land, less than 10% of people engaged in premarital intercourse. In this land now, over 95% of our men and women are engaging in premarital intercourse. Let that statistic sink in. Over 95% of society is engaging in premarital intercourse, and it is not even considered to be something that one needs to hide. So that movement as well changed society altogether. As if that wasn't enough, yet another movement began. This one, in our own lifetimes, those of us that are above the age of 35 or 40. From the 80s onwards, a new movement began. The same sex movement, the LGBTQ movement. And we saw a normalization, not only of promiscuity between a man and woman, but between the same genders as well. And that too was, from its own paradigm, wildly successful. And the Supreme Courts and others have passed the laws that they have passed. As if that wasn't enough, we now have to face yet another onslaught. But this one, in so many ways, is even more sinister. It is frankly unbelievable because it is negating not just theology, not just scripture, not just history. It is negating basic biology. It is negating a scientific fact that there are no two opinions about, and that is the male and female are two separate genders. All of mankind, forget mankind, all of mammals, forget mammals, the entire species of animals, the default is, yes, there are exceptions, the amoeba and whatnot, but the default is every single created object is in male and female. This is the default. And nobody could ever have imagined a time when even this basic fact of biology is being challenged. But here we are having to debate, is gender real or is it a social construct? By social construct, they mean a figment of the imagination created by peoples and civilizations and societies. And it must be said, brothers and sisters, no matter how awkward this is, if you look at this trajectory where we are now, frankly, it was inevitable from the very beginning. Because if you're going to tinker with gender roles, which is what happened 100 years ago, if you're going to challenge gender norms, the inevitable end result, you will challenge gender itself. You will challenge gender and biological sex itself. And here we are, having to teach our children such a basic fundamental fact, not just of the Quran, not just of history, but of biology, that the male is not like the female, that there are two genders, that there is something called dhakar and there's something called untha, and these two are not the same.
إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييت تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب.